This is Lorna Prescott here on the final Women Take Part session of the Black Country Take Part Pathfinder. I've been co-facilitating with Sue Gorbing, who's just introduced women's journeys to our participants. And I'm just asking Sue to explain this to us for you. Sue.
Hi there. We were invited by the Government Equalities Office probably about 3 years ago to do some work exploring what works in terms of supporting and encouraging women to get more involved in kind of civil life, in governance positions, and get involved in community activities or whatever. And we talked to lots of women, and we began to realise that actually, although we all tread our own paths and we take lots of different routes to getting involved in things, there are actually lots of kind of common barriers and blockages that women actually face wherever they get to, if you like. And quite a lot of women experience what we term the Zappa effect, or, you know, some people call it a concrete ceiling or whatever, but that place where you get to when you feel kind of enthusiastic and involved, you feel reasonably confident, you know what's going on, and then suddenly it's you come up against something or someone when you feel really knocked back and perhaps feel, oh, maybe it's me and I don't feel so confident anymore. So what we did was we kind of developed a model which helped us as women to understand the different stages of that journey. And the first step, which we actually call step naught, because we realise that before anyone can get involved in anything, certain things kind of need to be in place. And we recognise that for a lot of women who might not have even considered getting involved in any activities, or actually might have been prevented from getting involved, and that could be because of kind of being involved in very traditional family roles. It could be feeling very unconfident about one's own skills and abilities. It could be seeing that somehow public life out there doesn't relate to you, or it could be because of violence and intimidation. So there's lots of reasons why it's really hard for a lot of women to step outside the private domain. The kind of step one, really, we call getting there, and that's where you kind of want things to be improved and generally for your family and community, and you're willing to step outside of the kind of private domain. You probably have a bit more confidence and you see the value of working with other people to get things done, and you start to value yourself a bit more. Step two is kind of being there, and at this stage you get more involved in kind of public structures and community organisations, but you might find yourself marginalised at different times. You know more about how things work, how decisions are made, and you appreciate the value of working with other people, perhaps networking, but sometimes you feel you're not actually good enough, you're not listened to, you're not taken seriously, and you're still spending a lot of time juggling domestic work and other responsibilities, and thinking, well, if I was more confident, it would be easier. So the third and final step really is the staying there, and at that stage you are working within structures and you want to change things, and you start to appreciate that it isn't just individual inadequacy or your inadequacies that mean you can't get it, or you can't get in, or you can't make an impact, but actually our systems and structures are quite often designed to keep you out. So at this stage you do understand more about how things work and about how power works. And you have a more critical analysis of things, and you actively seek support of other people, you develop networks, you take risks, and hopefully act as a role model for other women and girls. So that's what we've kind of developed as a journey. We hope that's helpful to women, to sort of understand really what some of the things that help or hinder for us to kind of make our journeys, and hopefully that will be useful.
That's fantastic, Sue. Thank you very much. And if people want to find out more about this Women's Journeys research, is there somewhere that they can find more information?
Yes, at the moment, the information, if you go on to Changes website, www.changesuk, that's all one word, .net, and you look under resources and under Women Take Part, there are lots of different reports that came out of the research, including this one.
Thank you very much.